We're going to head out to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you for your time and congratulations on the impressive 43-14 win at Eastern Michigan on Saturday. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance and victory by your Bulls.
You know, really pleased with the way we played, really proud of the guys. You know, maybe in some areas are one of our most complete performances. You know, gave up a big play, an 80-yard touchdown, miscommunication on coverage early. Eastern takes the lead. We drive down. We go for it on you know, fourth and goal, and we get stopped. So, you know, our back's against the wall a little bit. But then from there we get the safety and really, you know, scored 43 unanswered points and really had a really fine day all the way around. Ground game was solid. It really impressed, you know, again, the progression of Kyle Van Treese and composure at quarterback for us has really been a huge step for us to take another game like this on the road and other guys stepping up as well. So really, really proud and got a few days now to get a little healthier and get ready for the next challenge.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Leipold.
Our first question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Lance, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You guys have obviously won 3 in a row in pretty convincing fashion. Has anything changed these last 3 weeks that has kind of gotten you guys on this roll?
Well, I think, you know, defensively we're playing with a lot of confidence. Obviously, when you have certain guys back on the field, it gives you some things that we're having. Linebacker position-wise, we were down outside linebacker Kadafi Wright and James Patterson both missed 3 games or more, and you know, when the second level got healthy, I think it really helped the confidence of our defense. I think our defensive line has continued to play well all season long, but you know, out at Liberty early in the year, we really struggled. Probably the second half of the Penn State game as well, giving up you know, explosive plays in the passing game. Really, from that point on, I thought our defense played well until the only other real long pass for, you know, touchdown was the early first quarter one. Offensively, I think the biggest thing is after losing Matt Myers for the year, you know, we've had a lot of people to replace offensively, as you know, and getting them all on the field and then getting the newcomers acclimated, it just took a lot longer than we had hoped, and I think we're starting to see some of that come together to complement the run game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. You guys obviously lost a lot of star players off of last year's team, and so it sounds like you just kind of thought it took a little bit longer than maybe expected for those new starters to kind of get acclimated.
Yeah, no longer than we thought, but definitely longer than we hoped. You know, the majority of our guys, you know, Antonio Nunn's played extremely well. You know, I said this a week ago. He had his knee scoped, you know, like 2.5 weeks into camp, missed the opener, and then came back to play against Penn State. Penn State, we lose tight end Zach LaFave and his backup Julian Barasa in the second half of that game. So, and then our newcomers, Daniel Lee, Carlton Todd, you know, some of the main junior college players brought in. Well, they didn't arrive to the summertime. So, you know, you're just trying to, of course, you're having a quarterback battle of who's going to be your starter. And you know, just continuity, understanding, flow, all that just took longer than we really wanted to. But I think, you know, some of those things are really starting to come together. The good thing about it was the experience and the consistency we have up front and the play of the two running backs that have really kind of helped us through those kind of bumpy times.
Yeah, and what would it mean? Yeah, I know you got 3 games left. If you win one, you get bowl eligible. What would it mean to get to that point after kind of the off season and going into the way the season started? What would it mean to get to a bowl game?
Well, we definitely have to, you know, stay focused on making sure we do and keep playing them one at a time, as you know. But, you know, if we can, you know, getting a 6th win and do those things will say a lot about what we tried to do from the first day we arrived, and that would be to become a consistent football program that have the potential to play in bowl games on a yearly basis. So that would be huge. I think a lot of people, through some of the quality of talent that left the program one way or another, probably wrote this team off, and it says a lot about our players, and it says a lot about the job the assistant coaches have done, and I think it continues in the bigger picture of hopefully we're doing a good job evaluating and develop the talent that we have.
Thanks a lot, Lance.
Thanks, Chris. You have a good week.
And Lance, for you, a little bit of a transition as we obviously get into midweek football. You've got a couple extra days. Just talk about some of the things you're going to take advantage with regards to this extra time before your game on the 14th.
Well, of course, we're going to have our players get healthy, try to get a little extra time, give them some time off their feet, as we all get these different schedules, kind of make sure that they, take care of the academic components as we travel in the midweek games and things like that. I'm currently sitting in a car right now, ready to go into another high school. So we've got coaches out recruiting, got a few guys back with the players, and then we kind of balance the early part of the week with practice and recruiting, and then get our attention on Kent State as quickly as possible.
Well, Lance, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to your day. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls coming off that 43-14 win at Eastern Michigan. In the contest, quarterback Kyle Van Trees threw for a career-high 208 yards and a touchdown and ran for two others in that victory. For Buffalo, they are, again, in the transition. They are off until next week, Thursday, when they play at Kent State on Thursday, November 14th.